Thanks, Brett. Good morning. Last Saturday, Eureka police responded to a traffic collision in the 2100 block of Broadway. The collision involved a pickup truck driving northbound and a pedestrian crossing Broadway. The pedestrian sustained significant injuries, was transported to the emergency room in St. Joseph's Hospital, and then later airlifted to the University of California Medical Center at Davis. She remains in stable but critical condition. Officers believe the pedestrians attempted to cross Broadway outside of a crosswalk at night during foggy conditions. It appears the driver of the pickup truck was operating his vehicle safely. At today's Board of Supervisors meeting, the Board is expected to approve the employment agreement between Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith-Haynes, effective as of December 22nd. The Board will be presented with the terms of the contract negotiated between Smith-Haynes and the county, and the salary and benefit package is essentially the same as the one currently in place. The county supervisors continue to wrangle with the general plan update. Eureka City Manager David Tyson reminds us that the general plan affects city dwellers as much as it affects those who live in unincorporated areas of the county. Tyson says there must be some wiggle room when it comes to the general plan.
The specifics of the general plan, both for the city of Eureka and the county, I think you have to be flexible. And in this county, with our diversity in politics and beliefs, I think having something that's cast in stone, so to speak, is going to be difficult.
He went on to say it's important to listen to the folks who will be affected.
General plans, as they are, they do have some statutory requirements that have to be met, and that's part of the bureaucracy of what we were talking about earlier that's cast in stone. But we also have to be creative and put flexibility into our general plans and our planning so as to be ready for, you know, those opportunities that come along, you know, whether it's industrial development, commercial development, housing development, or preserving, you know, lands of a Humboldt County. We need to be flexible there. Sure. And I think we need to also really listen to our constituents.
The supervisors will hold their next general plan hearing next Monday. Eureka police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating three suspects who used a stolen debit card to make purchases at three stores in the Bayshore Mall and two stores in Arcata. To see what they look like, you can now go to the Eureka Police Department's website where the pictures are posted. Anyone with information is asked to contact EPD. More KINES News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Eureka City Schools held an awards ceremony on Friday, honoring 32 students and 37 employees Friday at Eureka High School. The 32 students were recognized for their excellence and for achieving perfect scores on the California Standards Test in math, science, or both. Each student was called up to be congratulated by the board and recognized for their achievement, while the school board also used the occasion to recognize 37 employees who are either newly hired, tenured teachers, or permanent classified employees. More Humboldt County Supervisor news today as they will hear a presentation from Alderman Baird regarding the vulnerability of the Humboldt Bay Coast to sea level rise. The board will consider whether or not to send a letter of support to the State Coastal Conservancy to provide funding for technical studies with any potential impacts associated with sea level rise. Laird has made an inventory of the shoreline around Humboldt Bay, especially low-lying areas that will be vulnerable, as well as provide examples of flooding in the past 10 years. And to identify potential risks to public safety, property, and natural resources. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.